Okay, Parashas Drachim, we're starting the new drush today, drush Asiri. So he begins with the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Chaf that says that why was Amri Vino Marav Mipnei Manen Ash Avner? Why was Avner punished? Because he should have been Moche in Shol. He should have stopped Shol from killing out Nov Ira Kohanim. That's the first opinion in the name of Amri Vino Marav. Rav Yitzchak says no, he was Moche. He did try to stop Shol, but he was not successful. Lonana. And the Gemara then asks, okay, if you hold that Avner tried to stop Shaul, so why was he punished? And the Gemara says, because he made Ishbosheth king, and so David's kingdom was delayed by 2.5 years, and that's why he was punished. Okay, that's just the beginning of the drush, like he does. Each drush, he starts with some medrash or some Gemara, but he gets back to it. So, what he's actually starting with is the psukim about David. Okay, that was just like we said, the Gemara he started with. We'll get back to that later. The thing he wants to talk about is in Shmuel Beis, Simon Zion, Perek Zion, where David HaMelech thanks Hashem for making him king. And he says there, V'yiv HaMelech David v'yoshev ne'Hashem v'yomri, Mi anochi Hashem Elokim umi beisi, ki v'yinu yad halom, who am I that Hashem, who's so grateful? David says to Hashem that you made me a king. You spoke to the house of your servant Lemeirachok from afar. Zos Torah to Adam Hashem Elokim. This is the Torah of Adam. So obviously, that last part is very hard to explain, and that's what the Parashat Drachim is bothered by. Number one, what does the word Lemeirachok mean? What does it mean you spoke to your servant Lemeirachok? So he says the Rabbag says it means that even if you David aren't, you know, if not everybody stays a tzaddik in your family, the Malucha will stay with you. That's Lemeirachok, meaning even if you go off, even if you go rachok from Hashem, the Malucha will still stay with you. And the next pasuk, that's the Rambag's answer to that, and he says the next pasuk is also shver, and it says Zos Taras Adam, what in the world does that mean? And he says Rashi says that it means it's like Bitmiya, Zos Taras Adam, is this a person could be promised such great things? Parashat Drachim thinks that's really dochek. He doesn't like that shot at all, so he wants to say his own shot. And both questions. So, to answer both these questions, what the word Lemeirachok means, and what does it mean, Zos Taras Adam, he brings a Gemara in Yevamos, and Daf Ayin Vavam at Beis. And basically, that's the famous Gemara about Amoni Velo Amonis, Moavi Velo Moavis, that the Jewish people are not allowed to marry an Ammoni man or a Moavi man, but they can marry the Ammonis and the Moabis. And that Gemara is talking about the story of Shaul, when David was going to be there and he possibly become Roy Lamalchus. Doeg said, are you sure this guy is even Roy Lovel Lekahal? He comes from a Sir Moavia. And Avner said, yes, he is Roy, because we hold Ammoni v'lo Ammonis, Moavi v'lo Moabis. Okay, and why is that? The Gemara there explains because you have to, you know, because the Gemara there asks, so why don't we say that Mamzer below Mamzeris? That's certainly not true. So the reason why it doesn't apply the Isser to Ammonis and Amoavis is because the issue was Ashalo Kidmos, Chembelechem, and Bemayim. They didn't come out to give you food and drink. And that does not apply to a lady. A lady shouldn't have come out to give food and drink. It's called Kvod Abbas Melech Penima. A woman is not supposed, doesn't have to, is not Mechuyev to go out and shouldn't go out in a case like that. Okay, that's the Gemara. We have the Smag now. He asks a question from the Smag. The Smag says something that sounds like the opposite of that Gemara. The Smag says in Lavin and Kuf Yedalin, he says that there are different reasons why Ammon and Moab were not allowed to marry the Jewish people. The reason why Ammon was not allowed to marry the Jewish people is because they didn't bring us food and water. That was not the reason Moab was not allowed to marry into the Jewish people, he says. And he's quoting the Rimi Kar Tarsh, whatever, someone else. But rather, the reason Moab could not marry into the Jewish people is because they hired Bilaam against us. That was the issue with Moab. And since it's not the derech of a lady to go come out to give out Lechem Amayim, plus it's not the derech of the ladies, certainly in those times, to be hiring people that curse other nations, that's why they weren't blamed. And why does he say this? Because he says, you can't say that the reason that Moab was not allowed to marry into the Jewish people is because they didn't provide us food and water, because the Pasuk says they did. This is one of these psukim, if you never spaced in and noticed it, it's going to like shock you. It's in Dvarim Perek Beis, Pasuk Chav Ches. It says there that the Jews sent out messengers to Sichon to say, can we please pass through your lands? And don't worry, Ochel b'kesef tashbrini v'chalti, I'll buy food from you, I'll buy mayim b'kesef titim v'shasisi, I'll buy drink from you, just let me go through the land. And here goes, Kasher asu li b'nei Esav ha'yoshvim b'seir, v'ha'moavim ha'yoshvim ba'ar. Just like b'nei Esav did, and just like the Moavim did. You know how the Moavim came out and gave us food, and Esav came out and gave us food? So too, you know, we'll do the same for you, we'll buy food from you. It sounds like that the Moavim did bring food to the Jewish people. So if that's true, if the Moavim provided us with food, then it can't be the reason we can't marry them, is because they didn't provide us with food, because they did. So then you have to come up, it's because they hired Bilam against us. And if you look in Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Dalet, it says, Lo Yovo Amoni Moavi Bikal Hashem, that they cannot come in. The next pasuk says, Al Dvar Asher Lo Kidmu Eschem Balechem Bebamayim, since they did not give you food and water, but derech b'teischem imitraim, va'asher sa'achar alecha as Bilam ben Beor. So that's why the Smag says that the first part is talking about Ammon, second part is talking about Bilam, about Moav. The issue with Ammon is they didn't give you food. The issue with Moav is that they hired Bilam. Okay, that's the Smag. The Parashat Shachar says, I don't understand, that's connecting the Gemara. The Gemara says that it's because of Ammon and Moav didn't bring us food. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis that it says, Gedola Legima Shirchika Shtei Mishpachas B'Yisrael. It's so important, food, and Achnas Azorchim, because of that, two families are not allowed to marry the Jewish people. That's Ammon and Moav. That the Gemara says is because Ammon and Moav were not allowed to marry the Jewish people because they did not bring us food and water. You see, clearly our Gemara seems to say that both Ammon and Moav did not bring us food and water. Okay, so that's a tzarchi, and then on the smag he says, how could he say what he says, that Moav was for a different reason. Okay, this is a question that, you know, before the Parshat Drachim came around, it seems like it's a steer in the psukim. You know, which is it? Was it the pasuk in the beginning of Dvarim sounds like Moav did bring us food and water? So you can answer like the Smag said that the pasuk later on in Dvarim, when it said they didn't bring you food and water, was only talking about Ammon, and the second part was talking about Moav. But there are other answers to this question by the Rishonim, like the Rashbam says. It says the Moavim Hayoshvim Ba'ar. So you want to say, oh, those were only the Moavim and Ar. They were an exception to the rule. Not all Moavim, just those kind of Moavim. The ones sitting in Ar, they're the ones that gave you food and drink. But most of the Moavim did not. Okay, that's one answer. Another answer, the Ibn Ezra says that they were willing to sell it, but they didn't come out to offer it. That was the problem. Okay, well, there are many answers. But the Smag is not alone. The Ramban in Perek Chaf Gimel, in Dvarim over there, says just like that. That it was different. The Moavim actually were Kodem Mitzchem B'lechem Mayim. It's just they hired Bilam. Okay. Anyway, so how that works out, Gemara is Tzarchin. But while we're on the subject here, he wants to explain this pasuk over here in Perek Chav Gimel, which is Al Dvar Asher Lo Kidmu Mitzchem B'lechem B'mayim Asher Sachar Alecha Es Bilam Ben Bo'or Mipetor Aram Narayim Lekal Alecha. The pasuk goes on, though. It doesn't stop there. V'lo Ava Hashem Lekech L'shmo Bilam. So when Hashem's telling us we're not allowed to marry Ammon and Moav, so let's take the Smag's pshat, the Ramban's pshat, in your way that Hashem is telling us we can't marry them because they hired Bilam, that really should have been where the period ended. For some reason, the pasuk goes on to say, by the way, you should know I didn't listen to him. Hashem says, "V'lo avah Hashem lakech al shmo al Bilam, v'yafoch Hashem lakech al chas haklala bracha." And Hashem turned the klala into a bracha, because Hashem loves you. So the Parashat Drachim asks, you know, why did you have to mention that? None of that has anything to do with why we can't marry them. It's just that was nice that Hashem did that, but why is that relevant here? So to answer this, he quotes another Gemara in Sanhedrin on Kofei Amud Beis that says that. And Rashi brings most of this, that mibrichosav shalosa rasha ata lamin mashaya belibo. From the brachas of Bilam, when he said Matov Alech and all those things, you see what he was trying to curse them, meaning everything he said, every bracha that he said, he was trying to say a curse, and Hashem changed it into a blessing. So when he said Matov Alech Yaakov, he wanted to curse them about their Olim. Hashem flipped it into a bracha. Okay, that we all know from Rashi. The other half of this Gemara, though, I don't think is brought in Rashi, and that in, it's not. That Kulam Chazru L'Klala. However, so Hashem turned all those things that he wanted to curse the Jews about into brachas, about the Bati Midrashos, and about their Mishkan Asach Yisrael, about Beit HaMikdash, and it said also, Kin Nechalim Nitayu, that their Malchus should last forever. So all those things, Balak was going to curse them at. Hashem switched it to a bracha. However, in the end, they ended up all Chazru L'Klala. They ended up all L'Klala, except one. Chutz mi batik nesios batim midrashos, except batik nesios batim midrashos, because we always have the base of medrash and base of knesset that was never taken away from us. But the mishkan and the malchus, the mishkan osech yisrael and the kinachalim and tayu, the malchus of klai yisrael, the mishkan, those did go away. Obviously, they're coming back one day, but they went away. So that's why it says vayafoch Hashem esa klala. The Gemara says the klala. Only one klala that Hashem really fully turned into a bracha, that we would keep our Ohalecha Yaakov, we'd keep our Bati Midrashos and Bati Knesios, but the rest, the klala sounds like worked to some level, and that they were eventually taken away. At least that's the way the Parshas Drachim seems to understand it. That Bilam's klala did work to an extent, even though he said a bracha, but the klala that he had wanted to say took hold by Mishkan Osech Yisrael and the Malchus. It just did not take hold by Bati Knesios and Bati Midrashos. Okay. He also brings a Gemara in Harios, without going through the whole Gemara, because I don't think we need it for this point. The point there is that if someone does something bad and it's not successful, you can just forget about it. You don't have to continue on forever with a grudge towards them. If anyway, the whole thing they tried to do never succeeded. That's a short version of the Gemara and Harios that he quotes. For that, that was the point he wanted from it. There it's talking about different Tanayim who didn't give the other kavod, and they said, oh, don't worry about it, never worked, and it never turned out anyway to be a problem for you. Whatever. All you need to know from that Gemara is you shouldn't hold a grudge. Anyway, you shouldn't hold a grudge, but especially when what the person was trying to do didn't succeed. Okay, and now he says, now you can understand the Pesachim. Pasuk just told you, Lo Yovo Amoni Umoavi Bekal Hashem. Okay, you're not allowed to marry an Amoni and Moavi. And if you're going to say, why not? What's the big deal? So it says, like the Pasuk says, as far as Moav at least, Asher Sachar Lech as Bilam Ben Bor, because Moav hired Bilam. You'll say, still, what's the big deal? Lo Ahanu Maisav, you know, it didn't succeed. The attempts of Bilam to hurt Klal Yisrael didn't succeed. So why are we making it that no Moavi can ever marry the Jewish people just because they hired Bilam? It didn't even work. When they tried to, it didn't even work. You have to ask them for all eternity because they tried to do something which anyway wasn't successful. So that's why the pasuk continues, V'lo ava Hashem alakecha shmo Bilam, it's true, Hashem didn't listen to him. However, v'yefoch Hashem alakecha es haklala, Hashem only turned the singular klala into a bracha. The other klalas did stay, the one about the Mishkan, and the Malchus, the Kinechalim Netayu, that did stay a klala. So don't say Hashem didn't listen to him completely. Part of it did come true. Hashem was only mehapich one klala. And therefore, that's why Moav has a punishment against them forever, because what Bilam's did work, did have an effect, and therefore they cannot remain the Jewish people forever. Okay, so now we can get back to understanding the Gemara that we wanted about the Psukim, rather, that David quoted it. So we had two questions. It said that David says, you're doing how come you Hashem, you're doing being so nice to me? What do I do to deserve it? And about tikta no zos binecha, and also this other thing, about the daber gamal beisav dechal lemirachok. Hashem, you spoke to beisav dechal lemirachok from afar. The zos torah saadam Hashem lakim, and we said you didn't know what the word lemirachok meant. What did zos torah saadam mean? So he's saying what that means is that Hashem, you made me king, and not only did you made me king, forget king, it was even Vatikten Odzos Meinacha, a smaller thing, and you know, that I was even allowed to marry a Jew, that I'm even Mutalava Bakal was a great chesed. Because when you spoke El Beis Avdecha, meaning my house, Lemeirachok, to be Marchik them, to kick them out, who's that? The Moavim. Because David came from Rus, which came from Moab. When he spoke to Beis Avdecha Lemeirachok, to make them far, Zos Torah Adam. That was the Torah of Adam. Adam meaning a male, not a Nekeva. It was only a din against the Moabi man. Zos Torah Adam, but not against the women, not the Nekevos. Okay, sounds to me a little bit of a dochek. Usually Adam means both, I think, men or women. But anyway, that's his pshat in what Zos Torah Adam means, and we will stop here.